The DA has noted the Western Cape ANC's decision to lodge an appeal against their own government's fishing rights allocation process, which has been coordinated and presided over by the ANC-controlled national government. This farcical move is yet another example of a fractured ANC with its different structures launching appeals against their own governments. The DA has been calling for greater action to address the many challenges faced by traditional fisherfolk as a result of the bungled FRAP process. It's been clear for many years that the ANC is simply unable to manage the fishing sector in South Africa effectively. The ANC's ongoing failures in managing fishing have been evidenced by the long delays to the FRAP process and the total failure to complete the Western Cape small-scale fishing process, which resulted in Minister Barbara Creasy taking her own department to court. The Western Cape small-scale process is still outstanding, and many local fisherfolk are still completely in the dark as to the way forward. After so many years of neglect and mismanagement, it's quite bizarre to see the Western Cape ANC all of a sudden stating their concern for local fisherfolk and their desire to fight corruption in the sector. The DA shares the sentiments of many traditional fisherfolk and those in the fishing industry who've seen previous similar piecemeal commitments from ANC politicians falling flat with no follow-up or recourse from the ANC-led national government. DA once again calls for powers relating to certain fishing allocations and enforcement operations to be devolved to competent local and provincial authorities such as those in the DA-led Western Cape. It's high time that the ANC-led national government admits that they've failed to adequately cater for South African fisherfolk over many years and should take active steps to allow competent local and provincial authorities to ensure that applications are processed fairly, efficiently and timeously.